Good day, my friends. This is Avalon. I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon, mindfulness, motivation, everyday inspiration. I am your mindful coach to get you thinking of things a little differently, to be your cheerleader, to tell you about how you are number one, you are the best, and you need to find happiness and joy in your life. And just have a listen. Today's inspiration from our videos in the link below is our calming fountains. Ooh, this particular video is taken on one of the Caribbean islands on a walk, and I found this simple fountain. And our thought and inspiration is, sometimes simple is simply beautiful. The fountain caught my eye for the sake that it is simple. It's not the Bellagio fountains, which are magnificent. Bellagio in Las Vegas, with the music and the hydrotechnics that go with it. Oh, but this fountain sitting behind some buildings in a little pathway behind a couple gates that is open to the public, some benches, some rose bushes around, some beautiful topiary archways, and this simple fountain, because sometimes simple can be simply beautiful. A few years, maybe a decade ago, there was a push for no makeup on women. Well, that did hurt the industry a bit, but that sometimes simplifying versus overdoing your makeup and your products, you can be beautiful just as you are. On a personal note, because sometimes simple is simply beautiful. Think about the face of a child. They don't wear any makeup and they're just adorable. It's sometimes just the simplicity that we look past. Like a crystal glass, sometimes the sleekness, the beauty, the intricacies of nothingness versus the intricacies of designs and diamonds and flowers etched into that same crystal glass. They both can be beautiful, one very ornate, the other simple. But they both can be beautiful. Simply beautiful. You're getting the idea now, yes? So take a look around you. Where are the things in your life that bring you joy, that are simple? And take some time to focus on them. Is it the simple conversations that you have when you run into other people, the simple smile that you're not afraid to share with a stranger as you pass on the street, a nod of the head, not necessarily an invitation for a conversation, but just the simple niceness. The smile and carry on, the very act of being kind is simple. Your surroundings. You can have everything in the world and not be happy. And sometimes you can be the poorest person and have nothing and a simple life. Or maybe very wealthy and have nothing and a simple life. To bring you a different sense of joy, a different sense of inner peace. Walking out into nature, seeing that nature is just nature. When the man-made things are taken away or stopping taken care of, nature takes back over. in nature is the most basic, the simplest thing. But it's very complex. Very ornate. But it's getting back to being able to enjoy the small things, something that may seem simple, even another human being. Sometimes someone might be simple, meaning, well, maybe they're not worldly, maybe they're not educated, maybe they're not too bright, but they have other gifts to give. And it's taking some time and patience to find out, what is it? What is it that makes them tick? In their simplicity, there can be beauty. Why not? They just have a different way of expressing things. And I'm not talking about somebody who's loud. I'm talking about somebody who's quiet. Someone who just is a little more simple, might not talk a lot. They could be brilliant, but they like things on the down low. There are so many ways to look at simple. There was an artist movement in the earliest 20th century. And it brought simplicity to the canvas. Not intricate pictures of people in scenes, because, well, now there were cameras. There were cameras taking pictures and taking videos of life. So now artists could express themselves differently on the canvas and get noticed. There are some white canvases simply painted white, and that's the art. That's the expression. How simple. But it's a moment of time. Or canvases simply colored with three colors. And that's it. Interesting. But an expression of life. An expression of a time. What does simple mean to you in your life? Is it, I just want to go to work, get my paycheck, go home, put my head down after a nice meal, and have a quiet night's sleep. I don't really care if I have much conversation other than with those who might live with me, if I have a pet. Just, that's simple for me. It could be anything. It could be the simple joy of going, I can jet off to another country at any time and put my head down on my fluffy pillow near the Riviera. Maybe that's simple to another person. Or it could be complex. And that's a lot of traveling. And to the first, waiting for the paycheck and coming to a home and having conversations with people, that's already too much. Pets? No. We all define it a little differently. So, that is my question to you, to jot down in your notebook, to jot down in the comments. What does simple mean to you? Is it artwork? Is it your surroundings? Is it conversation? And what makes that simple simply beautiful? Because that takes it to another level of appreciation and gratitude for what is around you. And that, my friend, is where I want to get you today. from that simple moment to the appreciation and gratitude, for as plain as it may seem, to as glorious as it is. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time.